Hi everyone. Well, I'm back again for another story. I do have a really long list of requests to get through, so I've had a couple of people asking me if there's going to be more. There will be lots more. I'm only just getting started. So I plan on doing this until I run out of requests. Maybe then I'll take a break for a while, but that could be a long time coming. Oh dear, that's very flattering, I might add. Getting all these requests is extremely flattering, so thank you very much, and I apologize to those of you who have been waiting a long time. I will get there, I'm sorry, but I will get there eventually. Okay, so enough chit chat. This story is for a very sweet girl called Hannah, who's written to me a little bit, and this is for you and everyone else. I hope you enjoy this as well. Well, I've been away on business for a couple of weeks now. The company I work for has had me out of the state for quite a while, and although I've been kept very busy with my work and all that, every time I get a moment to myself, I can't help thinking about you there at home without me. I miss you like crazy, and at night in my cold, lonely, empty hotel room, when I crawl into bed after a long day of work, the last thought on my mind before I fall asleep is of you at home waiting for me. More than once I've thought of telling the people I work for to take a hike, basically, and just ditching it all and coming home, but I know you'd want me to stay there and do my job. So, I have. But that's all behind me now. I've got off the plane. I'm back in my hometown. And I'm in my car on the way home. Now, you know you're expecting me home, but not until tomorrow. That was the plan, but when I finished work a few hours early, I called the airline to see if I could change my flight, and it turned out they could fit me on an earlier flight. And I haven't told you because I really want to surprise you when I arrive home. Well, as I pull up in front of our house, I shut off the car and park it a couple doors down so that I try not to arouse your suspicion. It is quite late, so I'm figuring you're probably in our bedroom, either in bed or maybe reading. So I quietly unlock the door. I'm kind of hoping at this point as well I don't freak you out and make you think there's a burglar in the house, because that'd really put a dampener on things. No doubt something to laugh at in the years to come, but right now that's not exactly what I'm going for. I take off my shoes, so I'm just in my socks, and I'm still in my suit from work. My tie's kind of loosened, and my shirt sleeves are rolled up. My jacket strapped over my shoulder. I toss it onto the couch as I walk through the living room and down the hall to our bedroom. I see the bedroom door is open, so I guess he mustn't have gone to sleep yet. And there's a soft light coming out of it, which I assume means you're still awake. I'm really quite glad of this, because I was a bit worried that if I was to wake you up in the middle of the night, you'd sort of get startled at first before you realized who it was, so that's good. I gently tiptoed door and look in, and the sight that catches my eyes is absolutely incredible. I've been picturing you, as I'm sure you can imagine, in my mind these past couple of weeks, every chance I get. But all that still couldn't prepare me for the sight of you lying there. The covers, the sheets just draped over your ankles. You're lying on your back, but somewhat turned to your side, facing away from the door. Your head's tilted slightly back. Are closed, and your mouth is slightly open, and there's a glow of desire emanating from you. You are completely naked. I can just see your breast over your arm. On top of you. I take a moment to let my eyes take in your incredible beauty, your gorgeous little ass there, almost glowing of its own accord in the soft moonlight. Your long, curvy, sexy back, your incredible thighs, and beautiful, taut calves. Slender arms and beautiful flowing hair. I thought I'd memorized every detail of your beauty when I left, but turns out my memory wasn't as good as I thought. 'Cause, baby, you look amazing. I take a soft step inside the room, and you still haven't noticed me yet. So I gently say, "You miss me?" And instantly your eyes open and you look in my direction, and you have this incredible, wonderful smile on your face, and in about 2 steps I'm on the bed, and reach up and throw your arms around me and pull me down, and I collapse down on top of you and wrap my arms around you and hold you tight as we tell each other how much we've missed each other and how good it is to see each other again. I press my lips to you and kiss you like I haven't seen you in years. And indeed it feels that way. Oh, baby, I've missed you. And you tell me that you've missed me as well. Oh, I never want to have to be apart from you for so long again. Oh, we keep kissing. Passionately, more passionately than I thought it was possible to kiss. Your tongue gently works its way into my mouth and starts massaging my tongue. Oh, baby, you know that drives me crazy. Somehow you know exactly what to do every time to just drive me totally crazy. I start to kiss the side of your mouth. Let my tongue run back and forth over your lips, kissing your cheek, first one, then the other, listening to you make soft, low little moans and saying how much you've missed me. I bring my hands up and start to run my fingers through your hair. Then I kiss my way from your cheek down to your neck. Oh, he let a long, low groan. Oh, I know you love this. You tell your headbang to give me better access. And I start to gently nibble and softly bite your soft, beautiful neck. Down to your shoulder and down beside your breast. Then I work my way up to the top of your breast, sucking it into my mouth. Oh, baby, the nipple is so hard. Equally as hard. Meanwhile, I feel your hand starting to take my tie off. You quickly have that off and toss it off the bed and then start working on the buttons on my shirt. Oh, but you can't wait. And you just rip it open. All the buttons go flying everywhere. The shirt aside and you start to undo my belt and the buckle on my pants and take down my zipper. Then I roll off you and pull you so we're facing each other now, lying on our sides, and I scramble back up the bed so I'm level with you again, and start kissing you once again. Oh baby, I've missed kissing you. Every night I had to sleep in that bed on my own. Every night I didn't get to kiss you goodnight. I'd wake up next to you. It was so terrible. I missed you so much. You moan back to me how much you've missed me as well. Oh, baby, let's never be apart again. We keep kissing passionately, and then I feel you roll on top of me and press me down. I start kissing your way down my chest. I look down and your hair's fallen down around your face and it's kind of tickling as it's swishing and brushing its way down my chest. When you get to the buckle of my pants that's already undone and kind of hanging open there, you grab hold of them and my underwear as well and start to pull them down quickly. Oh, baby. I lift my butt off the bed to help you get them down. And you pull them down to my ankles and sort of just leave them dangling there off one ankle and forget about them and work your way back up. Once again, you work your way all the way to my mouth. Once again, our tongues start to massage each other as we kiss. But then just as quickly, I feel your beautiful tummy and breasts pressing against my incredibly hard cock as you're lying on top of me and sliding back down. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm so hard for you. Oh. Yeah, you kiss down my abdomen until your lips. Oh. Just above my cock. Oh, baby, I can't take it. I need you to kiss my cock. You quickly slide down and let the whole head of my cock slip into your mouth. Oh, baby, your mouth feels so good. Oh. Your head starts to move up and down on my cock. Your tongue swirling around, giving me the most wonderful massage. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, baby. That feels so incredible. I reach down and run my fingers through your hair. Oh, baby. I've missed you so much. I've been waiting for you. I haven't touched myself at all since I've been away. I've been saving myself for you. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm gonna come so soon. Oh, baby. Oh, your mouth. It feels so good. Oh, baby. I'm gonna come. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Sensitive, you let the head slide out of your mouth. Yeah. And with a sexy looking grin, you crawl back up me and collapse down on top of me and press your lips firmly to mine. Kissing me. I can taste myself on your lips as your tongue works into my mouth. Oh, baby, I can taste myself. I can taste my cum in your mouth. Going to be hard in another 30 seconds, I can tell. I work my way down underneath your body, lifting you up. You're now on all fours, and I'm sliding my way down underneath you, kissing your breasts, chest, and stomach as I work my way down. I can smell how wet you are. Oh, yes, baby. Oh. Once my lips start kissing down the top of your pussy, you collapse down top of me, pressing your pussy into my face. Baby, I've missed you. I've missed your tight, wet, warm little pussy. Oh, you smell so good. Oh. I work my tongue back and forth, side to side, but I suck your clit into my mouth, making you convulse and squeeze your thighs together, clamping my head between them. I lift my hands up and start massaging your ass. Baby, that feels so good. You taste so good. You are so wet. Oh, maybe you're dripping on my face. Your juice is running down my chin. Oh, I'll have to get you to lick that off later. Oh, I feel you start to buck into my face. Oh, pressing your hips. Oh, baby, I know you're gonna come soon. Oh, baby, that's it. That's it. Oh, baby, come. Come on my face. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, you're coming on my face. Oh, baby. You taste so good. Oh, your juice is running down my face into my mouth. Oh, darling. Oh, you taste incredible. You're still quivering. Lying on my face. Wow. I am so hard from that. Oh, baby, I want to be inside you now. I slide out from underneath you. Your pussy leaving a white trail up my face, on my nose, up my forehead. Once I'm out from underneath you, I roll over and get onto my hands and knees and get up onto my knees and walk forward and then reach down and slide my hands under your hips and lift you up off the bed so you're on all fours now. Oh, you look back at me with your hair hanging over half your face and give me the most gorgeous smile and say, baby, fuck me. Oh, yes, darling, I will. I can't wait. You can feel the head of my incredibly hard cock. I can't believe how hard it is since I came just a few minutes ago. You feel it pressed between your pussy lips. Oh. And then I thrust forward. Oh, so deep into you. Oh, baby, you are so tight. Oh, my darling, you are so tight. I just stopped for a few seconds to just savor the feeling of being inside you once again. And then I start to slide out and then back in and out. And then, you feel so good. I can't help it. I have to lean forward and lie down across your back. Still inside you. You thrusting your ass back into my crotch. Oh. I start to kiss all over your shoulders and back, wherever I can reach, up to the base of your neck and back down again. My hands work their way underneath you, squeezing your breast. One keeps massaging your breast and the other one. Works its way down between those sexy legs of yours. Where I find your incredibly hard clit. Oh, baby, I can feel you convulsing when I touch it. Yes, baby. Oh, I think you're almost in a permanent state of orgasm now. Oh, your pussy periodically is clamping down on my cock. It feels so good. Oh, darling. I am so hard. Oh, I slow down just a little bit. I want to savor this. I want to make it last as long as I can. Oh. Yes, baby. Oh, squeeze my cock. Your clit is so hard. Oh, I work a finger down lower and I can feel my cock in your pussy. I trace the slit of your pussy up to your clit and gently massage it. Oh, baby, you're driving me wild. Yes, darling. Oh. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh. Now I'm coming close. I'm gonna come in a second. Oh, you start to squeeze me. Thrust back into me. Oh, baby. baby. Oh, baby, come with me. Yes, baby. Oh, you're coming. Oh, baby, I'm coming. Oh, you're coming. No more long trips. I want to stay with you. Or maybe, if they really have to send me on a trip, they're going to have to bring you along as well. Oh, I just want to lie there in your arms and kiss you. Just talk to you. Tell you how much I've missed you. Catch up on the last couple of weeks that we've missed. Oh, baby. It's going to be a wonderful night. We're going to make love all night long. And we're going to talk and tell each other how much we mean to each other. And just everything. I just want to tell you everything and hear everything about your last 2 weeks. Oh, talk to me, baby. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. And I hope that was kind of like what you had in mind when you sent your idea to me, so let me know. Well, anyway. I need to get cleaned up. So, I'll have to say goodbye for now. But, thanks all for listening, and do send your comments if you feel like it. I really appreciate it, and I try and respond to everyone. So, once again, thank you for that. And